The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen.
Daf Samech Bet. Today's daf is being studied in Neshmat Avraham ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Nuna. Baruch Hashem Tenechem Began Eden, Amen. V'latzlachat Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's daf at Samech Aleph Amud Bet. We are on the bottom line. Amar Rav Nachman Haya Baki Bahin. The person was familiar with the two birds, the Peres and the Ozniya. He knows those two birds. He's familiar with those two birds. Ubishmotehem. And he's expert in all the species, the different birds that are also from the family, that have the name Peres and Ozniya. Now, we learned already on the previous Amud that those two birds have something in common. They have one siman tahara. So they're one for four. We know that there's four simanim of tahara for a bird. And the Peres and Ozniya have one of them. So long as you know the Peres Ozniya, and you know all the species that come from them, of haba b'siman echad tahor. And you find a bird, and it has one siman, it's tahor. Because you know it's not a Peres, and you know it's not an Ozniya. And we learned on the previous staff that even if you have one siman, that's tahor, it's enough. Lo haya baki b'hen b'shmotehem b'siman echad tameh. But if you were not baki with the Peres Ozniya, and you find a bird that has one siman, maybe it's from that Peres Ozniya, and the Torah says it's asur, so therefore it's tameh. B'shne simanim tahor. You see a bird that has two simanim, it's tahor. B'hushi yakir orev. So long as you know the raven, because we learned on the previous daf again, the raven had two out of the four simanim. So long as you know what a raven is, so then you're okay to eat the other bird, because it's the only bird that has two simanim. And we learned that two simanim is enough. Of course, it's kind of a homer. If one siman is enough, certainly two simanim is enough. So the Gemara says, Orev vetula. But it's just enough to know the Orev. The Hatanya. It says in the Pasuk, by the birds, Orev. Ze Orev. That's the famous Orev that we know, the black raven. Then it says, Limino. And its species, so what is the species coming to include? The Bidiyazir Omer Lehavit Zerzir. Zerzir is another type of bird. Different interpretations what it is. She brings down Ishturlil, brings down a word. Amru lo Rabbi Eliezer, v'halo anshe kfar temarta shebiyuda hayu ochlim otam mipene sheyesh lahem zefek. So what do you mean? But the people of that place, they would eat the zazir because it had a zefek, it had a crop, and therefore it's tahor. So therefore it's not considered a orev. Amar lahem afim atidim litenet tadin. So yeah, they're eating it, but they're going to get punished for eating it, because it's really a part of the raven family. They're destined to pay judgment on it. Levarached limino lehavi sinunit levana. That the limino by the orev is coming to include a type of bird called the sinunit levana, the white sinunit, which is again from the raven family. That it'll be the Eliezer. Amru lo v'halo anche galil alyon ochlim oto. Bepene shekur kebanon niklaf. It has the siman that its gizzard it peels like the siman of a kosher bird. Amar lahem afim atidim niteret adin. So yeah, okay, they're eating it, but they're destined to pay punishment. So then what the Gemara's question is, you told me that if you see a bird that has two simanim, you can eat it, so long as you know what a raven is. So the Gemara's asking, it's not enough to know what a raven is. You have to know these other birds as well, because there's other birds that have apart from the raven family. So the Gemara says, Ela orev v'chol min orev. When we said that you have to know the raven, it means not only the raven, but it means all the species of the ravens. So long as you know all the raven and all the family of the raven, and a bird comes to you with two kosher simanim, you can eat it. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar amemor hilcheta halacha of haba b'siman echad tahor. That if you have a bird that has one siman, even if you don't know the pedis, and even if you don't know the ozniya, you can eat it. It's tahor. Vehu delo daris. So long as you don't see it being dores, it doesn't attack. Doesn't. It's not an aggressive bird that eats other animals when they're still alive. That's a dores. So which means, according to Amemor, he's being very lenient. If you find a bird that has one siman, it's okay. What's the logic? So he holds that the penis and the ozniya, you won't find them in the yishuv. They're not in the settlement. They're far away, wherever, in the fields, in the deserts, and stuff like that. So you don't have to suspect that maybe this is a penis and ozniya. They're not. You don't find these birds in the settlement. Therefore, one siman, you're okay. So long as it is not dores, so then already it is fair that it is the proper tahor bird. He says here, "V'hainu sheyesh le'ov ze shne simane tahara begufo, v'siman echad shel tahara begufo, ve'en yodei mu dores o lo." Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Of haba b'siman echad tor, v'afilu en baki behem u'bishmotehem, even though you're not baki in the birds. Telo haishina deba peres v'ozniyahen, kedeba farish tekameh. Why?" Because they're not so found in the yeshuv. Rashi, ani mili de lo daris. Ki mashkichin be siman echad. You find one siman. Mahazakin ale betahor. Kol kamad de lo hazin ale de daris. So long as you don't see it, dores. And the eli shekol off and noten raglo ala ochel. That's where Rashi learned. That when it eats, it puts its feet on the ochel and it eats the food, but it's putting its feet on the ochel, kishu ochel, umahazikum leglo, and he holds it with his feet, shelo yanud, so it doesn't move, velo yinatil kulo etzel piv hu dirisa. That's the way that she understood dirisa, the way he eats. He eats with his, putting the foot on the food and eating it off the ground like that. Lechen dircha orbim, that's the way the ravens eat, shegedelim bebatim, shekorim kuka'a. Okay. Comes the Gemara and continues, Amar de Rav Asher Lamemor, Ha, the Rav Nachman, Mai. Oh, what about Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said, you can eat these birds only if you know what a penis and ozniya is. Now you tell me you don't even have to know what a penis and ozniya is. What happened to Rav Nachman's logic? He says, Amar le, lo shemi ali. What does lo shemi ali mean? Kilomar, lo svir ali. I don't agree with Rav Nachman. Mai ika, what's the problem? Mishum penis ve ozniya. What, you worried about this might be a penis ve ozniya? They're not in the yeshuv, so therefore there's no concern that you have to be worried about these birds. Like she told us, that's what the Gemara is saying. Okay, now we go back to this sinunit levana. We learned just now that in the raven family there's a bird called the sinunit levana. So Rabbi Eliezer said no good. So they told me this, but they're eating it in that place. They're eating it. So Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah, they're eating it, but they're atili tenet adin, because they're eating it. It's a raven family. So Amar Yehuda, of ha-mesaret, another type of bird, kasher le-taharat mesorah, which means part of the mesorah, part of his purification processes, to take a bird, and they slaughter the bird, and they sprinkle its blood. So the Gemara is saying over here that this special bird called the of ha-mesaret, that is a kosher bird to use in the purification of the mesorah. Vezuhi sinunit lebana. And that actually is this bird, the sinunit lebana, shenechleku bar b'li'ezer v'chamin. Whether it's tahor or tameh, so according to b'li'ezer, that it's tameh, for sure you can't use it for a mesorah. According to the hachamin, that's how they eat it, so therefore it's kashet to use it for a mesorah. So that mahlokan is the same mahlokan over here. Can it be used in the mesorah process? Amara memor. So Amemor explains this mahloket. Behevra kedesa, in the bird that has the white stomach, kulal alupeligi desharia, Everybody agrees that that's okay to eat, and therefore it's okay for the Mitzvah. So which bird are they arguing on? Ki peligi bidiru kakirisa. Well, that's a green stomach. Oh, Rabbi Eliezer Amar Asar, the Rabbanan Sharu Melcheta, Kirabi Eliezer, that the Sinonit that has the green stomach, that's the one that is no good. Mor Sutra Matnehachet. Mor Sutra has a different version of this machloket. Biruka Kirisa, Kole Alma Lo Peligi Dasir. The green one, everybody agrees that it's Asur. Ki Peligi, so where's the machloket? Bedehevra Kirisa. The white stomach, that's what they're arguing on. That on the white stomach, everybody agrees. I'm sorry, that's going to be okay. So comes the Gemara and says, Bishlama. Let's just get to Rashi. Mozutra mat nihachi, lehada memor, leshna kamada memor, the pasak keta kerbili ezer. The asar le the Rav Yehuda the makshili the Tara Mesora the Tarot Ketiv. Okay, fine. Gemara says Bishlama leman davar bechevra kirisa peligi. According to the first version that says the machloket, sorry, according to the second version that says that the machloket is on the white stomach, and we just learned that that's the machloket on the white stomach. Haynu diktani sinunit levana. That's why it called the bird the white sinunit. Rabbi Eliezer said, because the stomach is white. So the machlok is on the white one. However, el aleman damar bidoka peligi, but if you say the machlok is on the green one, sinunit levana, my sinunit levana. Why did they call the bird sinunit levana? If it, that's not the bird they're arguing on. They're arguing on the green one. Why does the Gemara refer to the machlok as sinunit levana? So Gemara says, le'apuke, debate, de'uchmete, it's coming to exclude the domestic ravens, the bate that are in the homes, that those over there are black. So it's calling the green one white, legabe the black ones, which is really, it's not white. Really, it's green. That's the case that they're arguing on. So what are you calling the sunnit lebana? Compared to the black ones that are for sure no good, so therefore they're calling the sunnit lebana. But indeed, the mahloket is even on the sinunit that are green. That is going to be the mahloket. Okay. Gemara continues. Amar Rahava, Amar Vihuda, Tasil. What is a tasil? Tasil, Rashi says, minyonahu. It's a type of dove. Pasul, it's pasul. Pasul for what? For korban. Mishum torin, which means sometimes the Torah says you can bring a tor. Tor or bnei yonah. So this tasil is not good as a tor. V'kasher mishum bnei yonah. But if you want to bring it as a bnei yonah, it's okay. Which means when it's katam, when it's a small, so it falls to the category of bnei yonah. However, if you want to bring it when it gets older, so okay, when it ages and matures into a tor, no good. Normally, the bnei yonah when it's young is bnei yonah. When it gets older, it's called a tor. But this one over here, when it's small, you can bring it as a bnei yonah. But when it matures, it's pasul. Because bottom line, it's not from the species of torim. It's only from the species of bnei yonah. Now, that sifi is a tor, turtle dove. The torim shel rehava, the torim that come from rehava, keshirim mishum torim, usulim mishum bnei yonah. The reverse. These birds are kasher to bring as a tor, but the pasul to bring as bnei yonah. Look at Rashi, tasil min yonah, upasul mishum torin im bal davio mishiyaskim. When it gets a little older, betorat torin kedamim perikama gedolin keshim ketrim pasulim v'kasher mishum yonah b'ktana. That's ifem min torin shel rehava kach sheman. Okay, mativ Rab Daniel bar Rav Katina. Kol ha'ofot poslim me hatat. Which means, you have, let's say, the water of the paraduma. You made the paraduma into ashes, and you mix it up with the water. And they sprinkle that water with the ashes, to metaher, to me'eh, met. So it says, let's say birds came, and they drank from that water. The water was there, they came and they started to lick from that water. So, what happens? Some of the water that was in the bird's mouth goes back into the cup. And this is pasul, because we have a law that says any water that melacha was done to it, so that was pasul for mehatat. So when they drank this water, what happened? It ingested it, or put it in its mouth, and it spit it back in. So therefore, if the bird drank from the mechatat, it is pasul. Look at the top rashi. Pesulin, poslin mechatat, im shatu mehen, mipneh, she'en motzitzin. They don't just lick it. Ela magbihim pihem, le'achar she'koltot etamayim. They lift their mouth up after they draw the water into it. Ve'amayim noflim mipihem, and some of the water falls out of their mouth. And it's like melacha was done. The kaimalam begitin shemelacha posaltan. Chutz minayona, except for the dove that drinks from the mechatat, mipnei shemutzitzit, which means they just suck the water. So whatever water they drink, they swallow. Nothing falls back into the cup, and therefore it's not considered melacha, and therefore it's kasher to mechatat. V'im ita. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda is correct that the tasil, this bird that you just mentioned, is a part of the yonah family, litni chutz mi yonah v'tasil. Tell me, two birds are okay, the yonah bird and the tasil bird, because you said the tasil is from the yonah family. Why did you say only the yonah? When it says amar bizera, ze motzetz umeki, ve'ze motzetz ve'eno meki, which means even though the tasil is min yonah, however, it sucks the water, but then spits it back out again. So it might be kasher for a korban as a yonah, but its way of drinking water will posel mehatat. It sucks the water in, then it spits it back out. It's melacha. So therefore we couldn't say that bird legabe the mehatat situation. Rashi, chutz min ha-yonah mepnei she-motzeset u-be'edo rotin masu melacha v'im ita detzim min yonah tasil motzi u-meki. The tasil is motzes. It sucks it, and then it spits it out. V'afidu achi, min yonahu, still a yonah, the hamotzitz, which means the mitzitza shows, the fact that it sucks it up, that's mitzitza, is it? It draws it up. So therefore there's no melachat dam, but what happens is after it draws it up, it spits it back out again. So it has the trait of a yonah, that it's motzitz. Other birds are not motzitz. They lick it up, and then the water falls out of their mouth. So that's melachat dam. So it has a deen of a yonah, but it's going to be a problematic legabe the by the mechatat. Ein motzim ela shu'avim b'chadatum ha'tachton v'kevet esim meki posim p'tei ha'kiah v'habi le'kerok b'am ma'in ha'me mishum melacha. Okay, either it's because of rok, because they're putting the spit back into it, and that's posim le'mechatat, or because melacha is done by them sucking it up and then spitting it back out. And Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yehuda hane kufshane tzutziane. Also, it's a type of tor. It's called tzutziane. I guess it came from a place called tzutzin. Kishirim legebe mizbayah. That's also part of the tor family. Ve'en hen torin shel rechava. That's the we just said on the Amud Rishon, that there's certain doves that come from rechava. That's these items. That's the kufshane tzutziane. Metive, we learned in the Mishnah in Nega'im. Ezov. Okay, ezov is the hyssop. That's the little herb that they use to sprinkle the waters of the paraduma. Right? You need ezov. And also in the tara of the metzorah. So it says, the ezov that's written in the Torah, there's four things they use the ezov for. Serefat paraduma, they take, what do? They take etz eres, ezov ushni tolaat, they put it in the mixture over there. It's also used in mehatat, hazat shedem tzum mesora, korban pesa. Oh, they use the ezov also to put it on the mezuzot. So mesora, para aduma, and also they use it for korban pesa. Okay, anyway, what does it say? You use the ezov, velo ezov yon, velo ezov kohali, velo ezov romi, velo midbari, velo kol ezov sheyesh lo shem levai. Any ezov that has a nickname attached to it is not kashir. It's got to be the ezov. not Ezov with a suffix to it. Any Ezov that has a name attached to it is not going to be kasher. It's got to be stam. Oh, so the same thing in the Chavarah by Torim. When the Torah says you can bring a Tor, Torim is a Tor. Now you're telling me that you have this Torim Shel Dehava, or you have this Tzutzianeh. Tzutzianeh is a nickname. In the Chavarah, it should be the same rule. Just like when it says Ezov, it means Ezov plain, without any Shemot attached to it. So too when it says Torim, it means a Tor, not a Tor Tzutzianeh. Amar Abaye, Ko Shenishtana Shemo, Kodem Matan Torah, Vikpida Torah Alav, Yesh Lo Shem Levai Pasut. Vehane, Lo Nishtanu Shemam, Kodem Matan Torah. Which means, by Matan Torah, these Ezovs had their nickname already. So any item that had a nickname already at the time of Matan Torah, and the Torah was Makpid, because when the Torah said Ezov, it just said the word Ezov. So it's coming to exclude all these other ones that were around at Matan Torah that had these nicknames. However, then, Vehani, but these Torim Shel Dehava, now they're called Tzutzianeh. But at the time of Matan Torah, they were just called Torim. Later on, they picked up the nickname. So therefore, at the time when the Torah wrote it, Tor was including these items. Later on, it became Tzutzianeh. So what? So long as at the time of Matan Torah, it was called a Tor, so it was included. It's not the nickname that actually does it to me. It's the fact that it had the name around. When did it have the nickname? Gavara says a different answer. Rabba Amar, Hane Kufshane Tzutzianeh, Be'atnayu, Stama Kare Lehu. Which means, if you go to Tzutzianeh, that place, they call it Tor. We refer to, because we're out of town, we call it Tzutzianeh. But the guys in that place over there, they call it a Tor. Therefore, there's nothing to be worried about. It's actually the name without any additives. Let's just read the Rashi. Kol shenishtane shemo kodem matan Torah, kegon ezov, ubat Torah, vekpida, kegon ezov, shizkartiv Torah, bekama mikomot, ולא נשמע לנו מקרא לכתוב ezov בשם נבאי, שמע מנה כפדהו.
Okay,
that's that.
Okay, we continue the Gemara.
Amar Rav Yehuda, Hani kerazeh debe helfe sharu. These are grasshoppers that are found in a certain type of grass that's called helfe. So kerazeh is the grasshoppers that are found in helfe, that are found in these type of grass. They're permissible to eat. Udbe kerabe asireh. And the ones that are found in the cabbage, so those ones are going to be asurim. Amar Abina umalkinan alayhu. That's not a sefik. Meaning we're so sure that these are tameh, these grasshoppers, and that are found in the kerub, that a person eats them is going to get malkut. Mishum sheretza'ov. Because this is one of the sheratzim that are tameim, that if one eats it, it gets malkut. Amar Abina. Sarda shareh. Barda asir. These are birds now. So the bird that's called sarda is mutar to eat. It's of tahor. Barda is asur. Now how are you going to remember which one's mutar, which one's asur? V'si manach, bar mine. Barda. Bar mine. Outside. Which means don't eat it. Marda, which is a third type of species, sefeka. It's a sefek if it's tahor or not, so obviously you don't eat it. Amar vase, shmona sefekotin. There are eight birds that fall into the sefik category. Hubba, Hugga, Sugga, Harnuga, Tushlemi, Umarda, Kohilna, Ubarnafha. So the Gemara says, my sefikayu. What's the sefik? Ofot tehorin kulkebana niklaf. Utmein en kulkebana niklaf. Vahane kulkebana niklaf vesakina. And we learned the gizzard of tahor, they peel off. It's a soft type of flesh. Tameh doesn't come off, doesn't peel off. These, it comes off with a knife. So that's the safek. Is that considered peeling off, although you have to do with a knife? Think about that. What do you mean? Veha hi bar avaza. Bar avaza is like a goose. Dehaba be mar Shemuel. It was in the house of Shemuel. De lo ava kam miklaf kurkebaneh. You couldn't peel off the kurkeban of it. De utve b'shemsha, but they put it in the sun to make it like soft. And therefore, since it became softened, you were able to peel it off. And therefore, you see, sometimes where it's hard, so if you soften up, it's possible to peel it off. So the same thing over here. It's hard. So you have to peel it up with a knife. But the chavra, why is it a safek? It should be kasher. Just like the other one that Moshe Shmuel had, it wasn't peelable. They put it in the sun and it became peeled. Over there, when you soften it, you could peel it with your hand. Here, even if you soften it, you can only peel it with a knife. And therefore, that's what the Gemara has a safek. That's another one. That's the tanegol that comes in the swamps. That's one of the eight that we mentioned above, the Hainu Mardu. It's called the Mardu bird. Amar Papa. Tanegola de Agma Asira. The Tanegola that comes in the Agam, it's Asur. We just said it's a Safek, so it's a Sukinidim Safek. However, Tanegolta de Agma, that's the Tanegolta, that's the female bird that comes in the Agma Sharia. That means the male is forbidden and the female is muteret. How are you going to remember that? Vesimanach. Amoni velo Amonit. And the Torah says, an Amoni cannot marry into Klal Yisrael, but Amonit can. So you see, the male is forbidden, the female is permissible. That's how you can remember that. Darash Moremor, Tanegolta de Agma Asira. The Tanegolta, the female, this is arguing on the last opinion. This is saying the female bird is forbidden. Hazua de Darsa Ba'akhla, because they saw it, that it's Doris, which means it eats other animals alive. And therefore, we learned that any bird that's dores is forbidden. The Hainu Giruta. And that is called the Giruta bird. Amar Rav. Shavur Andarpata Shari. It's called the Shabur Andarpata bird. It's permissible. However, Piruz Andarpata Asur. So the Shabur is permissible and the Piruz is forbidden. How are you going to remember that? The Simanach, Piruz, Rashi'ah. There was a famous Rasha that lived in the times of the Gemara. His name is Piruz. That was the name of the Rasha. So Piruz is Asur. That's how you remember. Amar Rav Huna, Bunya Shari. The Bunya bird is permissible. Parva Asir. How do you remember that? The Simanach, Parva Amgusha. There was a famous magician that did witchcraft. His name was Parva. So therefore, that's how you remember that the Parva bird is forbidden, just like the Parva'a Mechashev, who's doing something that is Asur. Amar Papa, Mardu Zagid Ve'achil Shari, which means there's a certain bird that's called the Mardu that stands and eats. When it eats, it stands, it's permissible. Sagid Ve'achil, but the one that eats when it's bowing down, Sagid is bowing, is Asur. How you remember that? Simanach lo teshtahaveh le'elachem. The rest says, don't bow down to foreign gods. So the one that bows is forbidden. Amar Shmuel, Shatya Hamra Asira. There's a certain bird that's called Shatya Hamra, the wine drinker. That's the name of the bird. It's forbidden. How do we know to remember that? Simanach shitu yayin pesulim la'avodah. If you drink wine, you can't work as a kohen in the Beit HaMikdash. So you know it's asur. Amar Shmuel, Mazga Hamra Asira. There's a type of bird that's called the mazga hamra, the diluted wine. How do you know that that's going to be asur? Bat mazga hamra shari, but its child is permissible. How can you remember that? Simanach yafei koach haben mikoach haav. Sometimes the child is stronger than the father. Yafei koach haben mikoach haav. In this case, the child is permissible, and the mother bird is forbidden. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.